Peace be upon you. Listener discretion is advised as this play includes strong language, sudden loud noises, descriptions of violence, animal harm, battle scenes, and death. That which you are about to listen to is a blessing of story in service of the truth, aware that the genuine truth of which is already lost in time. It is a meditation of a potential past from people of the present in light of a promising future. Wherever you are, whatever the time, let us commune in this moment and give respect to the voices and stories of the people that weren't and were, aren't and are, that will not and will. In the name of the creative force that is the I within, may the strength of our spirit and spirit of our practice make this a sacred space of safety, power, and peace. The Mercenario and the Palawan. Act 1, Part 3.
There is a saying in Malay, sediakan payung sebelum hujan. Prepare an umbrella before it rains. There is a saying in Chinese, wei yu chou mou. Close the window tightly before it rains. There is a saying in Portuguese, quem vai ao mar, veja terra. Those who go to sea, get ready on land. Yes, back to our tale. The very same evening Pahlawan Surya confronted Shah Bandar Raja, the mercenario, who was led to his bed by young Awang, slept soundly under the influence of much nipa, but he was about to receive a rude awakening from an old friend.
Alvaro! Alvaro! So you Irish?
Yeah!
It's me!
Irish? What the hell are you doing here?
I should be asking you the same, Alvaro. I heard about a Portuguese mercenario dressed like the locals. A rough description was all I needed. Ugly, unshaven, and smells like shit. I helped you escape back west. How did you end up in Malacca, the one place you shouldn't be?
You know why I'm here, Irish.
I was sent here by your father.
He's not my father. You're here to meet Naina Sittu.
How did you know that?
I was there when Dabakak received the message from one of the Sultan's captives here. He had sent it through Naina Sittu's envoys.
Yes. Hui Darahush. Have you seen him? Are they safe?
I have not.
Darahush is a great soldier. The time has come, Alvaro. Stand by us. He will forgive you if you help us take Malacca.
But I will never forgive him.
This isn't about you, Alvaro. It's about something bigger.
When is the attack?
I don't know.
If you knew, would you tell me? Did he die with honor? Vasconcelos?
Look, I know you saw Vasconcelos as a way out from under the general, but you are still his son.
I was his experiment. His perfect soldier.
Well, his experiment clearly failed because you're shit, soldier.
What are you wearing?
Puta merde.
You're the Venetian merchant. You met a friend of mine earlier, a young boy, Awang.
Yes, the little shit saw through my disguise, so I have to leave tonight.
He's a smart one. I've grown rather fond of him.
I have a command of my own ship now, a Tafereya.
Really? Yes. Well, I'm happy for you. It's what you've always wanted.
Yes. And what is this I hear about a white dragon? You made quite a name for yourself here. My. Look at it. This is quite the city.
Full of coin-hungry merchants, corrupt captains, and court members seeking power and prestige.
Oh, so like Goa and every other city we've taken. Heck, you just described half of the Pyrenean Peninsula.
I'm here for one reason only.
They say to dig two graves down that path.
They say a lot of things. I'm ready to die.
There is also another saying. Whoever is Lord of Malacca has his hand on the throat of Venice. I should feel threatened. I am Venetian, after all.
Puta.
Control of the trade route here. Our empire will be unstoppable. Help me take it.
Help you? Or him?
Do you remember that night we snuck out and broke into that house? That, oh, the farmer?
Woodworker?
Yes. And he brewed, oh God, what was that stuff called?
Fenny.
Fenny! Puta Fenny! We were only going to have a few sips.
A few sips? We finished the bottle and woke up in the artisan's workshop where you had painted a new chair he was working on with the contents of your stomach.
We would have been locked up if it weren't for your father.
He's not my father.
Join us, Alvaro. He will forgive you if you help him with what you've learned here.
They make something similar here. Brewed with palm trees. Nipa. Reminds me of Fenny. Drinking alone is not as fun.
Ah, but I heard you made a friend.
If you are hearing so much, you do not need me.
Of course we need you.
We.
I need you. I'm trying to... The chief of port, the one you work for, he has access to the court. You can talk to the Sultan. Convince him to let the captives go. Work out peaceful terms.
What terms? For Malacca? For the trade route? They will never agree to that. This is a ridiculous tactic even for him.
It wouldn't be so ridiculous if they knew the strength of the armada making its way here. Look, the general only sent me here as a scout. When I realized you were here, I thought... I don't know. Perhaps we can do things differently here.
Don't be naive, Irish. You know how this works. Look, I haven't even stepped near the palace, let alone met the Sultan. They are keeping me away from the court. The Sultan isn't fond of our people, Irish.
Well, it was worth a try. I think I'm better suited as a soldier than a spy.
You're a rubbish soldier. And now a shit captain.
Few to mine.
I never thanked you for getting me out.
None needed.
I just don't understand how the general found out about Vashkran Sil's plans to leave.
There are no limits to the general's eyes and ears.
I know I should not ask more of you, Arish, but Shabana Raja Mudarir, is he working with you?
Well, did you hear that?
Someone is here. Go, now.
Join me, Alvaro.
I've made my choice. Goodbye, my friend. I will not look for you in the coming battle.
Nor will I. Goodbye, Alvaro.
Palo and Surya!
Sorry to wake you. You alone?
Just me? What are you doing out there in the rain? Come in.
I hear you talking. Still Mabu?
I am recovering.
Remember, you can talk to Jin, can learn from Jin.
But never keep Jin. I listen, you know.
I have work for you. Tomorrow we go see merchant Utimuti. He want watch us test skills.
You want us to perform for the rich, Palo and Surya? Is everything all right? I take it you took my advice and stayed your blade with Shabanda Raja.
I listen to sometime, Nagabute. The man you want to kill, bring fall of Malacca. Bila he coming?
Soon. Very soon.
Do you know story Hang Tua?
Awang has told me a little. You called him and his gang bad, I remember that.
He Malacca hero. But I say he not.
Why not?
He act care only for serve the court, the Sultan, Daulat.
I'm confused. Don't you care for these things too? Honor Sultan, honor God.
Yes, but he only care Daulat to make his name bigger. He do not care about anyone, only himself.
I'm not sure I understand.
Every place have king. Have king means have slaves. This is Melaka Hang Tua. I cannot change. This only way protect people. I find poison in Melaka near Sultan. I kill poison. This how I honor Sultan. Honor God. I make Sultan have no poison near him. So no poison to people. Utimuti is poison. Every place have king. Have slaves. You slave or you king? You help me, Mercenario. Help me save Melaka from poison.
I am not in the business of saving Melaka.
People die if your business or not. You nak kill poison coming Melaka. I nak kill poison in Melaka. You ask me to make bold choices. I now make. Now no more Hang Tua and his gang. No more Laksmana Melaka. Now is Mercenario Naga Putih and Pahlawan Surya. We stronger together, Alvaro. Nainar Setu will be there.
Putain merde. Fine. Fine, I'll be there. Wait. Utimuti is an appointed member of the court, no? Appointed by the Sultan himself? If you do anything to him, you rebel. Daraka.
No, not Daraka. I save Melaka.
Terima kasih semua! For those of you who don't know me, and I should hope that there aren't many of you, I am Utimuti Raja, your humble host this evening. Look around you. We have amongst us tonight captains, landowners, merchants of all the Nusantara. Even our traders from Luchuan Islands are here. All of us make up Malacca's elite. Looking around tonight, I'm reminded of a tale my mother would tell me when I was a young boy. The tale of an intelligent merchant. I hope you'll forgive me for reminiscing the story with you all today.
Nanga cake cut you, ninga solla thana poringa. Solunga, solunga.
Nah, so don't. Ah, you see, there was once a king who did not rule his kingdom justly, concerned only with his personal gain and not with the welfare of his people. His council of ministers were just as corrupt, all for one daring merchant. One day he said quite proudly, as we merchants often are, he said, if a man is intelligent, he is able to make a living under any circumstance. The king and court took this as a challenge. The merchant was immediately sent, along with his family, to live in a stable where he was challenged to earn 1,000 gold coins within a month for his freedom once again. The merchant consigned to stand by his word, asked for but one thing from the king before his challenge began. A weighing scale. The king says, you shall have your weighing scale, but the only thing you'll be able to weigh in the stable is manure. Yes. Yes, they laughed as you are now and ridiculed the merchant, not knowing that that was exactly what the merchant had intended to do. So on his first day living in the stables, he went to the caretakers and said, I was put here by the king to check if the horses have been properly fed. If the manure weighs less, they have not been properly fed. I will report this information back to the king and you will be properly punished. The caretakers had been, of course, stealing and selling half of the horse food illegally to make some more money. So they begged the merchant not to tell the king. In return, the caretakers paid the merchant all the money they had made and began to feed the horses properly. A month later, the king called the merchant, and the merchant was able to deposit 1,000 gold coins into the treasury, thus proving that one could get by under any circumstance if one has intelligence. A simple story with a powerful message, but perhaps a little misinformed. Of course, being intelligent about how we conduct our business is paramount. But the first step is knowledge, information. Surely the merchant knew the stableman was stealing horse food to sell. That was why he knew to ask for a weighing scale from the king. We all have our own weighing scales. But what we do with it is invaluable to a kingdom's prosperity. I dare say that perhaps a kingdom exists because of trade, and not trade because of a kingdom. We are lucky, for tonight we are amongst people who deeply care for the prosperity of Malacca, our very own group of intelligent merchants. enough of my ramblings. As many of you know, we have in our presence two great warriors whose duels you've likely heard of, but perhaps have not had the pleasure of viewing in person. Well, tonight you will get such a chance. So please, eat and drink your fill. Where are they, Raja? You gave me your word they would be here.
And they will. I was not expecting this many people, Muti.
You must give the people what they want, Raj. I trust you have thought more about what the people really want and what will be best for Malacca. I'm glad you have come to see the light.
Yes, yes, of course. Ah, there you are, Palawan Surya.
Assalamualaikum, Shah Bandar Raja. Muti Muti. Thank you for having us. This is quite the crowd that has gathered here. I thought it would be an intimate affair.
Rest assured, you are among Malacca's elite.
Malacca's elite? But I do not see the Sultan.
Yes, the Sultan is incredibly busy, as you can imagine.
Your speech was bold. How goes the slave trade? Is the business of making coin off the backs of your people still profitable?
Well, look around you. My estate speaks for itself. So, where is this famed Naga Pute? I never thought the day would come where a Ferengi mercenario has more of a name than one of Malacca's own warriors.
He shall be arriving very soon.
Ah, that's good. I will talk to my guests. Please eat, Palawan Surya. There is plenty of food.
You are too kind, Tuan Utimuti.
Where is the Ferengi?
I cannot wait to kill that man. Where are the other Shah Bandas? Why do I suddenly feel like I'm in a room full of my enemies, Raja?
Surya, relax.
We have 20 Javanese gunmen hiding outside, some in disguise, and a few bribe guards in here. Is that Shokensan? I did not know he was in Malacca.
Yes. He arrived a few days ago.
I wonder why the Luchuan are here.
The answer is always trade, Surya.
Have you seen Awang?
No.
Neither have I. I'm worried.
You know that boy. He disappears for a few weeks at a time, then he shows out of nowhere. He's probably off gallivanting on a Bugis ship. He'll be back. Don't worry.
This is not like the other times. The mercenario found one of his boots laying outside his window. How are there more people arriving? Are you all right? Are you looking pale?
Yes. I'm fine. It's the crowd. It's a humid night.
Well, keep it together. We must force Utimuti to expose his plans to betray the Sultanate. Then the tide will turn for all his supporters and we can begin preparations to defend Malacca. Where is that boy? He always turns up to these things uninvited.
I am sure the boy will turn up. What's more important is the Ferengi. Where is he?
I told him we're here to entertain, so he insisted he had to make a grand entrance.
Fio de mai! I have a score to settle!
There you go.
With the tombak? Where did he get the spear? Is he drunk?
I believe he is performing, I hope.
Ah, there you are, you orang dahat! You
not test skills, Naga Pute!
Yes! Test skills! I will be champion tonight!
I have shield. Shield good with tomba. Use shield with spear, Naga Pute.
Fine by me.
You have bad habit of dropping weapon, Naga Pute.
I have lost nothing I did not intend to lose. I can beat you with just this shield.
You talk too much.
I am Naga Pute, the great white dragon.
The Pahlawan plays along until he sees it. With the slight respite of wind that graces the humid night, he sees the colorful cloth of a banner flapping over an ornamental chair seating Naina Arsetu. Shahbandar Raja and Utimuti both close by, engaged in an enraged discussion, with Naina Arsetu listening intently. The Pahlawan focuses in on the colorful cloth, recognizing it as the same one he saw Raja holding the night he confronted him.
Come on then! What are you waiting for, you orang utan?
The Pahlawan looks around.
Where are the bright guards?
Pahlawan Surya!
No.
The Pahlawan lifts his spear towards the trinity of merchants, Naina Arsetu, Raja Mudelia, and Utimuti Raja.
Kamu, this was not a trap for Utimuti, was it?
Surya, ukidishest?
Answer me, Raja!
I am making it right, Surya.
No. Tell these people what you have done. Tell them you and Utimuti Raja have sold themselves to the Ferengis. Tell them!
Surya, ukishta kunzindu.
I am saving your life, Surya. They will come.
You silly child. Raja is attempting to save your life. If you know what's good for you, I suggest you continue to duel your Ferengi friend.
What have you done, Raja?
You will be taken to Luchuan with Shokan's son, where you will get to build a new life.
That's why he's here. And for what? You have sold Melaka. Where is your honor?
Surya! Look around you.
Surya scans the courtyard, only to be met by the determined faces of the guests, who begin to reveal smaller pieces of the same colorful cloth they have hung, strewn, and hidden about their body in preparation for the arrival of the Ferengis.
It is already written, Surya.
You get shipped off to Luchuan, and the mercenario will be gifted to the Ferengi general. A good trade Raja has made.
Ukishta dishindu, Surya. Shabana Raja?
You know, I thought Raj had gotten soft in his old age, but then I realized he was signing you off to a far crueler fate. You will leave Melaka, and you will be forgotten, unwritten in the history books to come of this unrivaled kingdom. A new golden age of Melaka without the lights of Pahlawan Surya to protect it.
Surya, jangan! Estamos en menor numero!
You are all traitors to Melaka!
You will never be the hero of Melaka you want to be. Pahlawan Surya will be a forgotten relic of time gone. No one will honor you. No one will remember you. And you will have no name, no legacy, buried in an unmarked grave, a nameless immigrant, just like the nameless, amok-ridden man that seeded you into this earth.
Surya!
Before the mercenario had time to stop his friend, the Pahlawan launches the spear at Utimuti Raja. Shokan-san, the Luchuan samurai, suddenly springs to life in defense of the duelists against Utimuti's guards. But the surprise of the samurai's sword was nothing compared to the shock of Raja Mudalia's actions as he stepped in front of...
Puta merde.
Raja! What have you done, Surya?
Raja... Why?
Look at me, son. Remember, the answer is trade.
And as if on cue, at the fall of Raja Mudelia, as if Shaitan himself had been waiting for an opportune moment to open the gates of Naraka and let loose his reign of terror!
No. We have to leave. We have to go now. Pahlawan Surya. Surya, we must leave. He is here. They are here. My people are here. The Ferengis are here. The devil Dalbakirk is here. Naina Setu! Which one of you dogs is Naina Setu? You! What is he planning? Where is he landing?
Why would he tell you, you Ferengi dog? Your friend just murdered ours. I will have your heads!
Puta! Let's go!
The mercenario grabs the Pahlawan and drags him back towards the exit with the Lutran samurai, following at their guard.
Chase them! Remember, I need the mercenario alive! Kill the rest!
The guests are left watching as the warriors make their escape.
Lift the banners! Yes, do not fear! Lift the banners! We are protected!
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the beginning of the fall of Malacca. No, no more. Please, I don't remember. My name is Henry. It's Henry, and I don't remember anymore.
End of Act 1, Part 3. Thank you for listening. Tune in for more of The Mercenario and the Palawan. That which you have listened to was a blessing of story in service of the truth, aware that the genuine truth of which is already lost in time. It is a meditation of a potential past from people of the present in light of a promising future. Wherever you are, whatever the time, let us commune in this moment and give respect to the voices and stories of the people that weren't and were, aren't and are, that will not and will. In the name of the creative force that is the I within, may the strength of our spirit and spirit of our practice make this a sacred space of safety, power, and peace. If you enjoyed this production, please consider supporting us through donations or by purchasing a merchandise bundle. Included are exclusive posters, design bookmarks, a program, and a historical reader outlining the socio-political context, events, real characters, and artistic liberties taken in this piece of historical fiction. Please keep trading ideas, lessons, and stories with an open heart, so that we may all seek to be better. Peace be upon you, the Mercenario and the Palawan.